With her feet spread wide and her lucky clipboard clutched tight to her chest, Coach Kate Snyder tipped her head back and gazed at the scoreboard suspended over center court. She didn't need to check the display to know they were up a mere 3 points in these final seconds, but superstition kept her chin up and her eyes locked on the garish display. She never watched the last play of the game. The LED display exhorted the crowd to make some noise. The timer switched over from minutes and seconds to seconds split down to hundredths. Her heart beat as hard as the sneakers pounding hardwood. Without looking, she knew the opposing team's point guard was driving the ball down court with little impediment. Kate's players wouldn't risk a foul at this point. The Wolcott University Women Warriors played smart. They weren't about to give up any free shots. She'd made it clear she'd prefer to play it out in overtime rather than witness her Warriors exhibiting any self-defeating behavior. Guard the perimeter. Make them shoot for the tie. Keep it out of the hot hands of the other team's lethal power forward. These were the key points she'd driven home in their final timeout. Now, she had to trust her team to execute. The increase in noise level told her their defensive strategy was working. A collective gasp signaled the Huskies had finally succeeded in getting the ball to their shooter. The roar of blood in her ears muffled the mixture of cheers and groans. 2 3/10 seconds left on the clock. Then, a sharp slap shattered the preternatural calm. Cheers erupted into unchecked screams. Kate heard the lazy thump, thump, thump of a loose ball and tuned in just in time to see the basketball bounce to a roll, heading for the other end of the court. The buzzer sounded and the bench emptied. Staring up at the screen, hoping for a replay, Kate allowed herself to be carried along on a swell of people. Assistants and trainers pummeled her shoulders and back. 3 of her senior starters enveloped her in sweaty, tearful hugs. Reporters tried to muscle their way into the throng, but her Warrior women formed a wall around her. A stepladder was set up under the home team's basket. They moved toward it in a clump of jubilation. Someone plunked a hat atop her head. One persistent reporter snaked a microphone through the mass of bodies, but the question was lost in the shuffle. Kate kicked her pumps off at the foot of the ladder and started to climb. 1 step, 2. She'd been able to touch the cool, smooth iron of an orange-painted rim since she was 15, but the sensation never grew old. Perching a hip on the highest step, she reached for the gleaming, gold-plated scissors her boss, Wolcott University Athletic Director Mike Samlin, passed up to her. Security tried in vain to herd the players toward center court, but it was no use. They weren't moving until the net came down. Reporters continued to thrust their microphones in her direction, though how they'd isolate her answers in the cacophony of celebration, she'd never know. Still, she answered one inane question for each loop of nylon she cut through. Snip. How big a role did strategy play in their victory? She bit back the first sarcastic answer that sprang to her mind. Her friend and university public relations guru, Millie Jensen, would be so proud. Like flattery, strategy will get you everywhere, she called down to the milling crowd. You can't win if you don't know how you're going to play. Snip. Yes, I am incredibly proud of these young women. Snip, snip. God, yes, I'll miss these seniors. We've been through a lot of battles together. Already impatient to move on to the trophy ceremony, she started hacking at the loops on the far side of the hoop. Snip, snip, snip.